Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The groundbreaking Starz series, The Girlfriend Experience, is back for season two, based on the critically acclaimed film by Oscar and Emmy winner Steven Soderbergh. He also serves as executive producer of the series. The Starz series explores the relationships between exclusive escorts and their clients, for whom they provide far more than just sex. And this season, new characters, plot lines, and locations. New to The Girlfriend Experience is distinguished film and television actress Carmen Ejogo. So many memorable roles. She played civil rights activist Coretta Scott King in Selma, a Best Picture Oscar nominee. Also, she portrayed Mrs. King in the HBO film for television Boycott, earning an Image Award nomination for Outstanding Actress in TV, Film, or Miniseries. Other film roles, Sparkle, Fantastic Beast, and Where to Find Them, Alien Covenant, It Comes at Night, Born to be Blue, Away We Go, Pride and Glory, many more. TV, the title role in the CBS miniseries Sally Hemings and American Scandal. Also, Lackawanna Blues, earning Carmen a second Image Award nomination. A starring role in ABC's series Zero Hour. And now, starring in the Starz series The Girlfriend Experience, back for season two, Sundays, 9 Eastern and Pacific, Carmen Ejogo with us on This Week in America. Carmen, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Really looking forward to season two. The Girlfriend Experience is bringing a new variation on storytelling. Two parallel stories, one set in Washington, D.C., the other in New Mexico. Talk about what we're going to see season two of The Girlfriend Experience.
Yeah, in some ways it's going to be quite a departure from season one, and in some ways there'll be familiarities. We're still dealing with the same world of high-end escorts and what that looks like on a psychological level, emotional. We really delve into that territory again with the second season, but we are working that. We're exploring completely new storylines, two storylines, in fact. And mine is set in Albuquerque, and I play Bria Jones, who has made a very big decision at the beginning of the first episode, which is to leave the business and enter the witness protection program. She's been involved with a very dangerous client for several years, and she needs to get out. But what we discover quite quickly is that there is something very seductive about that world, which is probably why she got into it in the first place. More of the material and the sort of more perhaps less depthful side of the
yes.
of the industry that she wants to sort of tap back into. She misses all of those things and finds herself trying to find ways back in very quickly. It remains intelligent, thought provoking. You know, unabashedly sexy, and it doesn't sort of, you know, shy away from the eroticism and that side of the exploration of character. But it definitely has its feet firmly in the ground of intelligent TV, in my opinion.
You've made a name for yourself portraying strong female characters. What was it about Bria that really appealed to you?
Well, it depends how you define strong female characters. You know, I would argue that every character I've played has been a combination of traits, both strong and weak. You know, I would argue that Coretta Scott King and my portrayal of her character was, you know, an amalgamation and a really, you know, an interesting sort of soiree and swirl of all kinds of emotional outpourings. And
right.
and really with most of the characters I play, I think women, you know, that are worth exploring tend to be nuanced and layered and aren't just good or bad or strong or weak. I think it tends to be, you know, we're very changeable creatures, as are men, you know, and I think that's what I tend to look for in material, and that's what I saw in Bria Jones, in this character. You know, I think she makes some very bad decisions. I think she makes some very interesting decisions. I think she's very much a person that's sort of surviving and living in the moment, which I think is a space that I find generally to be interesting to explore with character, because it's where most of us inhabit every day on some level. You know, we have a fairly good sense of where our day might begin and end, but within that, there are all kinds of decisions that we have to make in the moment that I think are sort of speak to a truth of what it is to be human. And that tends to be the stuff that I like to find living in the character I portray.
Well, Bria
Jones is very much that kind of person.
Well, yeah, she's so fascinating because here's a chance to reinvent herself. That's a drastic change in lifestyle. She goes from a very lavish lifestyle to being virtually penniless in Albuquerque, but she's got a chance to reinvent herself. Yet she re-enters that world that she just left behind, doesn't she?
Yeah, I mean, there is something so deeply addictive and seductive about the material and for so many people. But I think if it isn't a girlfriend experience that, you know, that you're trying to leave behind, but, you know, whatever kind of sort of like hyper-material lifestyle that you might be engaging in, to leave that behind, it can be very difficult. You know, what does the alternative look like? You know, there can be peace of mind in that alternative, but very often it, you know, there is not a lot of infrastructure that really supports you emotionally or psychologically to leave that other stuff behind, and which is why so many of us don't sort of tap out of the sort of rat race that, you know, is about just sort of paycheck to paycheck living and, you know, sort of making money to sort of feed a certain lifestyle. Even if an alternative might present itself. So, you know, she definitely has real-world sort of dilemmas to sort of contend with. I think a lot of people will appreciate, even if they don't understand or necessarily have experience in that specific world of girlfriend experiences. But, yeah, and the other thing that I think is really interesting that we delve into is this, like, this notion of if you have the opportunity to recreate your identity and start afresh, you know, who gets to have a hand in what that new identity looks like? You know, it's not probably in isolation that you get to recreate yourself. And in Bria's case, and, you know, that's partly what the show is exploring, is that it's a lot of male energy and a lot of male figures of various kinds around her that seem to have input and seem to have the capacity to define her, despite her own best interest, you know, despite her own best wishes. And I think that's a really interesting sort of space to be exploring in this moment in time, given what's happening in my industry. And, you know, and I think there's a conversation happening among women generally about who gets to define what you know, how my world sort of appears and looks like. And so I'm excited that, you know, I think on many levels that people sort of delve deeper into my storyline, that they'll find a lot of food for thought, intelligent food for thought.
It's a gripping series, as I said, a groundbreaking series. We're talking about the girlfriend experience. Returning on Stars Sundays 9 Eastern Pacific. Among the stars in the program, our guest on the program today, the multi-talented actress Carmen Ejogo. Carmen, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thanks so much. Great talking to you.
Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.